A group of six Israeli settlers who have been arrested in connection with the murder of a Palestinian teenager in East Jerusalem Al-Quds have reportedly confessed to their crime. The Israeli extremists were arrested early Sunday over the death of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Khadir. They have admitted to kidnapping the Palestinian teen from the East Al-Quds neighborhood of Shu'afat and killing him. The brutal murder has sparked a wave of protests among the Palestinians across the occupied territories. On Sunday, Israeli forces arrested dozens of Palestinians in East Al-Quds. Also on Sunday, video images showing the faces of two of the suspected kidnappers and murderers of Abu Khadir were uploaded onto YouTube. The footage came from a security camera on a building owned by Abu Khadir's father. Let's cross over to Ramallah and speak to our correspondent, Nell Burton, who joins us via Skype now. Nell, these six Israeli settlers have allegedly been arrested and confessed to their crime. What happens next?
Well, I just want to reiterate the fears from the family of the victim, Mohammed Abu Khadir. There's very little trust in the police, first of all, in East Jerusalem. And as you know very well, there's been large-scale clashes over the previous few days since his murder was announced. So his mother spoke out and she said, you know, so what if they're arrested? They'll be questioned and released in a few days. However, the Israelis said that they will take this very seriously and they will treat Jewish terrorists as they would Palestinian terrorists in their words. So they said they will be held accountable and brought to justice. However, Palestinians, particularly in Shu'afat refugee camp, have not only been suffering from the most recent deaths, but also for the previous year, you know, they've had very few Israeli services. This is a town inside of Jerusalem. And although everyone pays their taxes, they've had mass water shortages, they've had no refuse collection. So the frustration in the camp has been building up over many years. And now with the killing of Mohammed in such a brutal way, knowing that he was burnt alive in what seems to be a revenge killing. So we hope that these people will be brought to justice. We're still waiting for news, as there's been a gag order on the media from the Israelis about any details of the investigation.
Okay, our correspondent Nell Burton, they're reporting from Ramallah via Skype. Nell, thank you for that update there.